Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on model watermark removal. The attack that turns your carefully protected AI intellectual property into untraceable stolen goods. If you've been relying on watermarks as your primary IP defense, you're about to have a very bad day. Let's break down how attackers strip these protections in under an hour. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Model watermarking emerged in the late 2010s as researchers recognized that neural networks, worth millions in training compute, needed IP protection. The seminal work by Uchida et al., 2017, introduced embedding watermarks directly into model weights. Adi et al., 2018, followed with backdoor-based watermarking, using specific trigger inputs that produce predetermined outputs as ownership proof. The vulnerability is architectural. Neural networks are inherently plastic. The same property that allows learning enables unlearning. Watermarks embedded in weights exist in a high-dimensional space where small perturbations, fine-tuning, pruning, quantization, can destroy the signal while preserving functional performance. Weight space watermarks rely on specific parameter values that attackers can shift through continued training. Trigger-based watermarks depend on memorized input-output pairs that fine-tuning can overwrite. The fundamental problem: watermarks must be weak enough not to degrade model performance, making them vulnerable to removal techniques that preserve that same performance. Research by Chen et al., 2019, demonstrated that simple fine-tuning on benign data could remove watermarks while maintaining 95% plus accuracy. The root cause isn't implementation. It's that embedding persistent, robust watermarks conflicts with the adaptive nature of neural computation. Here's my take on this. Watermarks exploit the same weight space that attackers can modify. You're essentially writing ownership claims in pencil on a document the thief has an eraser for. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. Watermark removal has moved from academic curiosity to practical attack vector. NVIDIA's stolen model recovery failure, 2024, in a civil case. NVIDIA attempted to prove a competitor was using a derivative of their proprietary vision model. The watermark verification failed. The defendant had fine-tuned the model sufficiently to eliminate detectable signatures while retaining performance. Case details emerged in IEEE's and P proceedings. Hugging Face model laundering, 2023. Researchers at ETH Zurich documented a pattern where watermarked models uploaded to Hugging Face appeared under different names, with watermarks stripped via quantization and pruning. Their analysis of 50-plus suspected cases is detailed in their Usenix security paper. Refit attack demonstration, 2021. Chen et al. Publish Refit, an elastic weight consolidation approach that removes watermarks while maintaining task performance. They demonstrated 100% watermark removal on multiple architectures. Model extraction plus watermark bypass, 2022, Jagielski et al. Show that model extraction attacks inherently bypass watermarks. The extracted model never contained them. This research forced a reevaluation of watermarking as a defense. Here's my take on this. The Hugging Face laundering pattern is massively underreported. There's an entire gray market of clean foundation models. Everyone in ML ops knows. Nobody's talking publicly. Realistic attack walkthrough. Scenario: you're assessing whether a client's watermarked model can survive IP theft. Here's the authorized pen test workflow. 1. Target identification and reconnaissance. Obtain the watermarked model. Client provides for testing. Identify watermark type. Request watermark verification procedure from client. Document trigger inputs, if backdoor-based or weight verification method. Boss align the model's accuracy on standard benchmarks. 2. Environment setup. 3. Attack execution, fine-tuning, removal. The simplest attack, fine-tune on clean data from the same domain. 4. Attack execution, pruning attack. Structured pruning targets watermark heavy neurons. 5. Verification. Test if watermark survives. 6. Evidence collection. Document for pen test report, original watermark verification results. Post-attack verification failures. Model accuracy comparison must remain greater than 95% of original. Compute resources required for attack. Here's my take on this. Start with fine-tuning. It's embarrassingly effective. I've seen million-dollar watermarking implementations fall to 30 minutes of additional training on public datasets. Defense playbook. Accept reality. Watermarks are deterrents, not guarantees. Build defense in depth. Detection. Log all model export events with cryptographic hashes. Monitor for your model's behavioral fingerprint on competitor APIs. Use fingerprinting techniques. Implement honeypot trigger inputs that produce traceable outputs. Prevention. Map to MITRE ATLAS ML05.001, model theft. API only model access. Never distribute weights. Rate limiting and query pattern analysis. Implement multiple orthogonal watermarks, weight base plus trigger base plus output perturbation. Map to OWASP LLM09, model theft prevention. Validation. Run the attack playbook quarterly against your own watermarks. If your security team can remove them, so can attackers. Test all three vectors, fine-tuning, pruning, and distillation. Here's my take on this. This week, implement query logging with output fingerprinting. When theft happens, and it will, forensic capability is what gets you into court. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Neural network plasticity is the root vulnerability. Watermarks exist in the same weight space that attackers can modify through standard training operations. Takeaway 2. The Hugging Face Model Laundering Pattern, 2023, showed systematic watermark stripping is already happening at scale in the open-source model ecosystem. Takeaway 3. Fine-tuning on 5,000 clean domain samples for 3 epochs is often sufficient to eliminate watermarks while maintaining greater than 95% model accuracy. Takeaway 4. Implement query-level output fingerprinting to create forensic evidence chains. When your model appears elsewhere, you need proof of derivation. Takeaway 5. Never distribute model weights for high-value IP. API-only access with rate limiting and behavioral monitoring is the only defensible architecture. That's the reality of model watermarking in 2026. It's evidence gathering, not access control. Test your watermarks with the attack playbook we covered. Implement query fingerprinting this week, and remember, if you can't survive your own red team, you won't survive a motivated attacker. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.